إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, in the among the lessons from Hajj, which of course comes from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, is the lesson of the importance of making effort, and how when you make effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes that effort with His power. The best example of that is the effort that Hajar alayhi salam, she made for the safety and sustenance of herself and her son. When she ran from one hill to the other hill, and she actually climbed. I mean, today we do that on a marble flooring in an air-conditioned environment. But when she was climbing Safa and Marwa, there was no marble flooring and no air-conditioned environment. And she climbed one hill and she came down and she went up the other one. And she did that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded that effort by sending Jibreel alayhi salam, who dug the well of Zamzam. Now, important thing to understand, one is that without the effort, nothing will happen. And secondly, when you make the effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not necessarily produce the result from that effort. Allah produces the result by Himself, with His power. Not necessarily, because it's not as if when she ran up and down the hill, she saw something or she... No. That effort on the face of it was wasted, because the Zamzam came out from because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukum. It could have happened even without the effort. But that's the sunnah and the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah wants to show His own power, but it is related to what people do, what we do. Because Allah said, أَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. In Surah An-Najm, Allah said that for the human being, for the man, there is not except that what he makes effort for. So if you make the effort, inshallah, Allah will give us success. But success is not necessarily related to or in the same line as the effort. Success will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes from other sources. It's not always from other sources, but from many other sources. Another example of the same thing in the issue of Hajj and the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is the whole issue of calling people for Hajj. When Ibrahim alayhi salam completed the Kaaba, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, call the people, give the adhan for Hajj, Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, there is nobody here. Who is there to listen to the adhan? I will call the adhan, but there is no one here. There is no habitation, nothing. And at that time, just imagine, it's just Ibrahim alayhi salam and his immediate family. No one is there. So he said, I'm calling the adhan for who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, that's not your problem. You call the adhan. And he said, Allah will send the people who He wants to send. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, they will come through deep valleys on lean camels. And today they come from all over the world, on every means of transport you can imagine. And who brings them? That same adhan, one adhan of Ibrahim alayhi salam. How many? 4,000-5,000 years, Allah knows best. And that adhan is still echoing in the world and still calling people. And it will continue to call people till Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to keep the Kaaba and keep the Hajj. So the effort of the human being is very important. And that is something for us to keep in mind. Because a lot of us have a lot of aspirations, a lot of dreams. I want this, I want that. But then if you see the effort that is made for this dream and aspiration, there is no connection. I mean, there is some effort. In some cases there is no effort, in some other cases there is effort. But it has no relation to the kind of dream that you have. So if you have this big dream, then the effort also has to be big. If you don't make that big effort, you just sort of move your hands and feet, it's not going to help. It's not enough, it's not sufficient. If you need the kind of dream that you have, it needs that level of effort. It needs that level of dedication. And dedication means that you give up something for something else. You give up something for something else. Because if you don't do that, then where is the dedication? If you want all the frills, and at the same time you want this great success, it won't happen. We have to give up something for something else. And that's the reason why it's important to ensure that we have our priorities right, and then we focus on the right thing and we make the effort that is required. It's not just any effort, the effort that is required for that success. And that is a lesson from Hajj that we learn. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to think about and focus on the lessons that we learn, and to bring them to practice in our life. That's the purpose of all this. It's not only just to tell stories. It is to say that, therefore, going forward, what will I do in my life? What kind of effort will I make? What kind of dua will I make with this effort? Because that's what also Hajar alayhi salam did. That's what also Ibrahim alayhi salam did. They made the effort, then they made the dua. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then granted them success in keeping with His power, not in keeping with the effort that they made. The effort they made was enough, but when Allah gave, Allah gives according to His majesty and grace. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started a well which gives water to millions of people, and it has been giving water to millions of people for thousands of years. Imagine this one well. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends people for Hajj. Millions of people come from all over the world. And this is the power of the power of the blessing and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He decides to give it. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept their du'as and to accept our du'as for them and their du'a for us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us also the opportunity to make Hajj. Those who have not made, for them to make at the first possible opportunity, which is next year. And for the others who have made Hajj already, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to make Hajj again and again, inshallah, and to accept it from us. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَىٰ آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ